The next item on the agenda is Vulcan Construction Materials, 07-0405. I thought you just handled cases west of the fall line.
Where if you need me?
Way west.
Way west.
Okay. Lights, please, Scott. Vulcan Construction Materials is requesting authorization to construct an open pile commercial pier and set two timber dolphins to facilitate the temporary mooring of tugboats calling on their existing quarry facility on the James in the city of Richmond. Both wetlands and subacre permits are required. The project is located on the western shoreline of the James River, approximately 2 miles downstream of the I-95 crossing in Richmond. The river at this location is approximately 550 feet in width. It is utilized by recreational boat traffic as well as largely by commercial barge traffic in this section. The federal project channel exists upriver or extends upriver approximately 1.5 miles up to the Richmond City locks where it terminates. This is an aerial showing some of the existing infrastructure, basically a barge loading facility. You've got a conveyor system coming in, bringing quarry material into the barge. You'll see a tugboat sitting right there. The actual pier that's proposed before you will come right out to allow the crew from the tug to deboard. The pier is shown in red that they are proposing. You'll note that it is inshore of their existing facilities. It's 65 foot in length, 4 foot wide, with a 4x10 T-head and two timber dolphins. The federal project channel is obviously out here in the river. Cross section depicting the open pile design. Another cross section showing you the location of the two timber dolphins. Ground shots, very tight in here, but the only impact to navigation is to themselves. Here's the existing dock. There's the barge being loaded. The tugboat would sit in here, and the pier would come over to the tug. Looking up to the shoreline, there is a tidal mudflat, approximately 20 feet in width. There are no vegetated wetlands. Because the City of Richmond has not adopted the model wetlands ordinance, you are serving today as the wetlands board. You are also reviewing the pier's encroachment over the state-owned submerged lands into the river proper. Lights, please. BIMS has advised that the estimated impacts due to shading are 120 square feet of subaqueous bottom and 80 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. As such, they do not anticipate any significant adverse impact. The Health Department has no objections, and the project is unprotested to date. In summary, the project as proposed should not negatively impact tidal wetlands or state-owned subaqueous land due to the open pile design of the pier. The project should not negatively impact navigation in the adjacent federal project channel since the pier and dolphins are proposed inshore of their existing barge dock. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in sections 28.2.1302.10b and 28.2.1205a of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted. Additionally, staff recommends a royalty of $280 for the encroachment of the pier and dolphins over 140 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot.
Thank you. Any questions for Randy? Thank you, sir. Is the applicant here or represented?
Yes, sir.
Come forward. Good morning.
For the applicant, John Brooks with Resource International.
You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir, of your God. Thank you. Anything you want to add?
No further comments other than what Mr. Owen said. If you have any questions.
Any questions from the commission for the applicant? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone here in opposition to this project? There being none, the matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
I move that we adopt staff's recommendation on this issue.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion on the project. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Item number 11, York County, number 06-1431. Randy.
Thanks for getting in before lunch.
I intend to get a number of men, I hope, before lunch. Of course, I didn't say what time lunch is going to be either. Unless I have a mutiny.
Okay, Kathy, lights, please. County of York is requesting authorization to replace the Allens Mill Road culvert crossing of West Chisholm Creek to reduce roadway flooding in York County. Project is protested by York County resident. Chisholm Creek, the project is located in the headwaters of Chisholm Creek. Chisholm Creek is a tributary of the Pocosin River, which empties out into the bay. Here's the thoroughfare, just below the York there. Chisholm Creek, as it passes beneath Allens Mill Road, is a tidal stream. At high water, the tide does push upstream of the road. At low water, the stream is dominated by a perennial flow due to the contributing watershed.